Good morning, Imani.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
It's good to see everyone here this morning. It's always a blessing to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
So we just want to thank the Lord this morning for his blessing.
True to our God, true to our native land. What a day that will be when Jesus himself will come in the clouds of heaven to redeem his people. Let us be true to our God, because that day is coming. Our great God and Father of all mercies, we thank you this morning, Lord, for spirit lives. We thank you, Lord, for affording us the privilege to stand in your presence this morning. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us journeying mercies to be here this morning, to lift up your name in thanksgiving, to glorify your name, to praise your name, to magnify your name, because you are so worthy of our praise. Lord, we realize that without you, we're nothing. We're so grateful for the promises that you have made to us, Lord, that soon you will come and to take your people away from the sin-cursed earth. And so we pledge this morning that we will be true to you, Lord, because we want to be able to go home and to live with you eternally. We want to hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Enter into the joy of thy Lord." What a day that will be. What a glorious day that will be when you put in your appearance, when you come through the clouds of heaven and reach down to earth and call your children home. Lord, we want to be in that number. We want to be in the number that hear, "Well done." But we realize that we have to do goodness. We have to be faithful. We have to be strong. We have to be patient. We have to learn understanding, and we have to love each other more than we even loved ourselves. So teach us, Lord, the fruits of the Spirit as we study your words this quarter. May you help us to understand more of your love for us. Then we pray, Lord, that when thou comest, that we'll be ready. We pray this morning for this waiting congregation, Lord, that you will reach out to each and every one. Reach out to our different needs, Lord, our different cries, our different pain, our different agony, Lord. We pray that you will reach out to someone this morning. We pray, Lord, that you will be with those who are on their way to your house this morning. May you continue to give them journeying mercies to be here, so that they too can enjoy the fellowship here at this church and can enjoy the warmth, enjoy your presence, and enjoy the word that is about to be broken to your people this morning. We pray that you will be with our speaker this morning, that you will use her as never before. Use her, Lord, in this time as your people need to hear a word from you. We pray for our pastors. Pastor Wasu is off to Palm Springs. Pastor Drummond, who traveled hundreds of miles to be here this morning with his family. Pastor Brian, we pray that you will continue to bless him and his family in these difficult and trying times. We know that you still sit high and you look low, and you see our needs. You know our faults. So you, I ask this morning that you will bless us, that you will not treat us as we deserve, but that you will have mercy on each and every one of us. We offer a praise to you this morning. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We lift up your name. We glorify your name because you're worthy to be praised. And so we ask that you bless this waiting congregation and grant us your peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Telling the story of Jacob and Esau. One day, Esau came home from hunting all day long, and he smelled something really good. And he looked, and he saw his brother Jacob cooking some stew. And he walked over to his brother and said, "Can I have some?" And then Jacob said, "Yes, as long as you give me your birthright." And so Esau said, "Okay." And the next day, Esau was talking to his father Isaac. And then Isaac said, "Go hunt some wild game and bring it back. And then when I'm finished eating, I will give you a blessing." So Esau said, "Okay." And Rebekah was listening in. And since Rebekah's favorite son was Jacob, she told Jacob to go put on some of Esau's clothes and to go put on animal hair. And so he did that, and she cooked wild game. And so she gave it to Jacob. And Jacob gave it to his father Isaac, and then Jacob got the blessing.
Thank you so much, Dahlia. Thank you. You did a very good job. Who would like to pray for us today? Okay.
Please bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for this Sabbath. Please rest the people in Haiti. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pray for my mom and dad. And I pray for my mom and dad. And I pray for my dad and my friends. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else? Hey, you guys got a homework last week. Does anybody have the answer to the question? Okay, can the three of you step up here for me, please? Four? Okay, come on up. I'll let you tell me where you can find it. What the answer is and where you can find it. You can turn around so they can see you.
Abraham in Genesis 21, verse 2 and 3.
The answer was Abraham, and I found it in Genesis chapter 21, verse 3.
His name is Abraham, and I found it in Genesis 17, verses 5.
Boys and girls, it's Valentine's weekend. So the rest of you, don't be sad. I've got something for you after church. We can't all have it here because everybody's going to want to eat chocolate in church and then I will get thrown outside. So I have a little goodie for everybody after church. So make sure you see me before all my kids that are up here. Make sure you guys see me after church to get your little goodie. Before the service ends, I'll give you guys the questions for next week, and then we'll just keep this going. I want you guys to keep studying, keep looking for your word, so you can say to mommy and daddy, "You know what? I know where it is in the Bible." Okay? All right. Let's go back to our seats. Thank you, guys.
Ready? Yeah. Is everybody ready for praise time?
Yes, sir.
We're going to be singing a song entitled
bless the Lord. Does anybody want to bless the Lord today?
Yeah.
I was sitting here just thinking about it when Brother Eximenes was praying, and he was saying that we have the privilege to stand in God's presence. As filthy as we are, we have the privilege to stand in God's presence.
That's right.
And that's a reason to bless the Lord. And that alone, that he doesn't just consume us, because our God is an all-consuming fire. So we thank him for his love, and we're going to bless the Lord. Can we get you guys to stand up? We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to take it back. We're going to bless the Lord.
Lord, you're worthy of the glory and the honor.
You say,
God, you are me.
What God has done for you. You still have breath in your lungs. You have a roof over your head. Food to eat. Singing is I'll Trust You by James Fortune. Anybody ever heard that song before? It's the guy, he has a deep voice and he's talking at the beginning. Well, I'm not that guy, but that's okay, because I can still talk. It's interesting because I feel like the Lord gave me an experience just so that I could understand just a little bit what trust means. It's like in the middle of the night, and something just comes on you, and it's just troubling you. And you don't know what it might be. It might be your children. You don't know where your children are right now. You don't know if your bills are gonna be met this year or this month, I should say. You don't know if you're gonna be saved. But trust is like, I had that happened to me last night. I was thinking about something just really horrible. Just in the middle of my sleep, it just woke me up and I couldn't sleep. So I got on my knees and I prayed. We're talking about trust, and after I prayed, I laid back down and I slept like a baby. That's trust. And thankfully, we have a God that we can trust. So we're going to sing this song about trusting God. So you just think about your experience. Your experience might not be mine, but you think about your experience with God.
My nights may seem long, and I feel so alone.
Lord, my trust is in you.
I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time. I'll trust you, Lord. Sometimes the pain in my life makes it seem far away, but I'll trust you. I need to know you're here. Through the tears and the pain, through the heartache and rain,
I'll trust you. Tells me not to believe, but I'll trust you, Lord. You have never failed me. My past still controls me. Will this hurt ever leave?
You guys ever been there?
I can only trust you. No one loves like you do. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind.
Mama.
And I wonder how I will make.
said I can.
Thank you.
Put your hands together two times. Put your hands together three times. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I said, da-da-da-da-da.